A new era is at hand, for one of Southeast BC's most important heritage sites, and for one of the most prominent historical organizations in the region. Cranbrook Archives, Museum and Landmark Society, CAML, is taking over operations of Fort Steele Heritage Town. It was announced Wednesday, January 29. CAML will be taking over operations from the Friends of Fort Steele Society, which has run Fort Steele since 2004. The Friends' mandate ends at the end of March, and CAML's mandate begins. CAML also operates the Cranbrook History Center. Keith Powell, chair of the Cranbrook Archives, Museum and Landmarks Society, said at a press conference on Wednesday at the Royal Alexandra Hall that CAML was selected as the site operator for Fort Steele following a publicly posted request for proposals process in late 2024. This was accomplished through a competitive bid process with the province of British Columbia, Powell said. We extend our gratitude to the government of British Columbia as well as our congratulations to the other bidding parties and the staff of Fort Steele. Your dedication in preserving our cherished heritage site is greatly appreciated. Fort Steele Heritage Town, a provincial heritage site and national historic site, is a key attraction for the East Kootenay and draws visitors from around the world. Visitors experience the 19th century through its restored buildings, interpreters, and exhibits. There are more than 60 original or accurately reconstructed buildings from the 1890s, offering an immersive cultural and educational experience. It includes activities such as gold panning, stagecoach rides, tours, and heritage trades demonstrations. Powell said that CAML brings a wealth of experience, with its long-standing commitment to preserve the area's heritage. We believe that our organization is uniquely positioned to trade synergies between Cranbrook History Center and Fort Steele Heritage Town. There are so many shared values and resources that we can tap into that will strengthen the visitors' experience both at the Cranbrook History Center and Fort Steele. We will work towards keeping both sites vital, as far as culture and heritage go, and make them primary destinations for our visitors to the area. He added that CAML is committed to engaging local First Nations communities throughout this process. There will be specific commitments, including integrating diverse voices into our decision-making processes. We'll seek opportunities to incorporate Indigenous perspectives into the interpretation of Fort Steele, including exhibits and programming, and we'll look at the work of advancing repatriation as well. CAML is committed to ensuring a smooth transition, working closely with the Heritage Branch as well as the staff and volunteers of Fort Steele. One of our key goals is to maintain any of the beloved community traditions that people value about Fort Steele, while bringing a new and refreshed look, a vibrancy. That will include initiating innovative programming, events, and just enhancing the visitor experience. We are excited to build on the site's legacy. We will be focusing on preservation, protection, and enhancement of Fort Steele's unique heritage assets. Cranbrook History Center Operations Manager Jared Tennies said that CAML will be bringing a more Indigenous footprint to Fort Steele and working with the Indigenous community on repatriation, but didn't mention any specific projects or plans yet. He said CAML will also be overseeing the Fisherville Historic Site near Wild Horse Creek, ensuring the old building foundations are preserved. CAML is accepting new memberships. A membership will include benefits for both the History Center and Fort Steele, once CAML assumes operations in April. People can apply through the History Center website by visiting Get Involved, Membership, tabs. Cranbrook History Center Curator Honor Neve described new management as a full-circle moment. Years ago, she started out her professional career scooping ice cream at Fort Steele. Fort Steele is an integral part of the local and regional tourism economy, and CAML is dedicated to making sure it is managed properly, Powell said.